We're beginning Simen Dalet. Shetzarech lichtov lishma va'odine ksiva, that the writing of Stam has to be done lishma, and more dine regarding the ksiva of Stam v'shalei la'apach ha'yiria, and not to leave the yiria upside down. Uba yud aleph seifim. Seif aleph and Simen Dalet. Sefer Torah tefillin u'mezuzos trichin lichtov oisan b'kavana gedoyla lishma. Stam has to be written with great kavana and lishma, l'shem, the item that you're writing. V'tzarach she'yomer kein b'fiv, this should be spoken out clearly. Koydem she'umaschil lichtov, before beginning to write. The hainu koydem she'maschil sefer Torah, tzarach she'yomer sefer zeh, ani koysev l'shem k'dusha sefer Torah. Somebody who's writing a sefer Torah before he begins writing should say, I am writing ani koysev l'shem k'dusha sefer Torah. Once he's done that, u'maspik loy l'kol ha'sefer. Doesn't have to say it again for the rest of the Sefer Torah. That lasts for the entire Sefer. Milvad Hashem is HaKadoshes, aside for the Shem Hashem, Shehutzarech Lachzer Olakadshan K'dilakamon Simen Yud, with the exception of the Shem Hashem, which needs its own separate Kiddush. V'chein, B'tfilin U'mezuzah, Yisya'imer L'Shem K'dushas Tfilin U'mezuzah. He should say, before starting Tfilin, L'Shem K'dushas Tfilin, before writing mezuzahs, he should say, L'shem kedushas mezuzah. V'imloi hoitzi kein b'sfasav. What if he did not speak it out? Elo shechoshav kein b'liboy. He thought in his mind, hareini koisev l'shem kedushas mezuzah, but he didn't say it. Yesh poisim la'pifilu b'di'evid. There are those that say that the stam is not kosher. V'yesh machshirin b'di'evid. There are those that hold that b'di'evid one can be mekel. V'chein nira ikir, says the Kesa Sefer, it seems to me that the Iker Halacha is that B'dievid one could be Mekel, so long as he thought in his mind L'Shem Kedushas Sefer Torah, Tefillin, or Mezuzah. Says the Lishkas HaSefer, Sifkotin Aleph, B'kavona Gedoyla L'Shma, the Stam should be written with great Kavona L'Shma. V'koydim Sheyasir Lichtov, and before he begins writing, Yisvada, he should say Vidui, Al Masha Ovar, on the Averis that he was over. V'yoymer Ona B'koyach, V'chulei B'kavona Gedoyla Kosav b'sharei tshuva. It says in the Sharei Tshuva, Simen Lama Beisiv Kotin Gimel. Koydim she'yaschil lichtov yispal v'yoymer yiratzim l'fanach Hashem alekeinu melkei avaisenu. She'atishre shchina asa v'masa yodi. That the shchina should be shoyre on my actions. V'tatzlicheni b'kisvi zois. And I should have atzlocha in my writing. Shani koysev tefillin elu l'shem kedushas mitzvahs tefillin. She'atzivanu Hashem alekeinu. Or sefer Torah zeh l'shem kedushas sefer Torah. Or mezuzah zois l'shem Kedushas mezuzah. V'satzileni mitos, you should be saved me, Hashem, please, from making a mistake. Mitos haksiva, u'mitos hakavona, u'mein kein yihiratzoin, ad kan l'shoinai. So that's a tefillah brought for the sefer. V'ayin le'el, simen aleph, seif sif cotton aleph, that over there, he brought from the Teres HaShlomim of the Chidah, that sefer should, tefillah, going to the mikveh is good for a sefer, and that a sefer should watch what he says, and other chashava inyonim. Oid kosvu ki toiv hu sheyeh la sefer cheder miyuchid. It's a good thing. It's a good thing if a sefer has his own private room, l'ksiva, k'dei shelo yabalbulu oisei b'shas ksiva, so that family, friends, neighbors should not disturb him while he is writing. Sifkotin beiz in the lishkas ha-sefer, l'shem kedushas sefer Torah. Before starting a Sefer Torah, the Sefer should speak out, L'Shem Kedusha Sefer Torah, B'taz Hoysef Leimar, U'v'kol Azkor Shabai L'Shem Kedusha Hashem. In other words, to the person before he writes the Sefer Torah, he says, Hareini Koysev L'Shem Kedusha Sefer Torah, V'chol Azkor Shabai L'Shem Kedusha Hashem. I'm writing L'Shem Kedusha Sefer Torah, and all the Azkores, all the Shemes in the Sefer Torah, I'm writing L'Shem Kedusha Hashem. The Taz says he should add that at the beginning, Shem Yishkach Acharkach, this way, should he forget to be Mekadosh Hashem, Lekadosh Hashem, B'mkaymai Dai Bazeh, he will be covered by his statement at the beginning of the Sefer Torah, V'lamad Zois, L'fidvarav Min Asmag, and the Taz explains why he understands that that's the Kavana of the Smag. Aba L'kamon, B'simin Yud, Sifkotin Hei, Echtoi V'mirtza Hashem, Sha'aboim Acher Avcholku Alav Bazeh, Ayin Sham. The Lishka says that it's my intention to show when we get to Simen Yud that the other Achrayim argued on this Taz. Umaspik leil chala sefer, sifkot and gimel, saying it once at the beginning of the Sefer Torah lasts throughout the duration of the Sefer. Hainu masha sefer hazeh koisif. That's referring to what he wrote. Avalon bo sefer acher ligmar hasefer, hashebo letaken bo yezatos, leimahani masha sefer rishon amal lishma. Elazet sarach leimar mechadosh, shekoisif l'shem kedushas, Sefer Torah. So let's say one Sefer wrote until the end of Bereshis. And now another Sefer comes and he's starting the beginning of... One Sefer wrote until the end of Bereshis. The second Sefer comes and he's starting now from Shemais. So he needs to say, Hareini Kaisel L'Shem Kedusha Sefer Torah. First Sefer said L'Shem Kedusha Sefer Torah. What the first Sefer said doesn't help for the second Sefer. It only helps for he himself. So too, let's say you have one Sefer who wrote an entire Sefer Torah from beginning to end, and now somebody else is coming to make a correction in the Sefer Torah. So Avadi, he needs to say, L'shem Kedusha Sefer Torah, he can't rely on what the first Sefer said. Birke Yosef, V'shem, Chuvas Beis Yehuda. Sifkot and Dalet, V'chein Nire Iker. The Lishka says that it seems that one can be samech on the shita that machshava enough works. In other words, machshava is enough, and you don't have to speak it out lehedya. V'yeredeyasim in reish ayin dalet sarach sheyoymer. Over there, it says that the sefer should say when he begins to write sefer ze ani koyzel l'shem gedusha sefer Torah. That's what it says in yeredey reish ayin dalet. Because of hashach, and the shach says over there. Hainu sheyemer kein beferish. You should speak it out clearly. For leisagi le b'machshava, it's not enough to just think b'machshava. Hareini koisel l'shem kedushas sefer Torah. Kidleel b'simin reish ayin aleph l'gabei ibud, that we said by ibud that it should be spoken out lehedya, and it's not enough b'machshava. Mashmir yidvarov. You see from the shach the ibud uksiva shavim, that he's equating Ibud and Ksiva. Ula Saivrim Ibud Lishma Dai Bidi Evid, and according to those who hold that regarding the Shaila of Ibud Lishma Dai Bidi Evid Af Mashava, who adin Biksiva, it's Tali Zebizeh. The Paiskim that are Makel on Ibud Bimachshava Lishma would be Makel by Ksiva Lishma Bimachshava as well. Vagam Besaivr Binayana Kosav the Bidi Evid Sagi Bechishev Af Biksiva. The Vinayana Paskins also that regarding Ksiva, B'dieved, Machshava is enough. Aval B'prima Godim, Simin Lama Beis, Eish Lavrom, Sivkot Nir Alef, Tzidei Loimra, De B'Ibud, Dai B'dieved, that no, by Ibud, it will be good enough, B'dieved, Af Machshava. B'Ksiva Apostle, it's different. Ibud and Ksiva cannot be equated. B'Ksiva Apostle, Af B'dieved, V'ayin Sham Gamma, Sivkot Nlamed Beis, V'chein Kosav Agoin, Meirena Rav Shneir Zalman Zatzal, Balatanya, B'Shulchan Aruch Shaloi, the Balatanya also differentiates between Ibud and Ksiva, saying that by Ibud, Machshava works b'dieved, but not by Ksiva. V'chein Mashma L'Chu'ura Das HaTur. And it seems that the Tur holds that way as well. D'gabi Ibud, Kosav Toiv Sheyotzi B'Sfasov. By Ibud, it says that it's good Sheyotzi b'sfasav u'b'ksiva baruchayim simin l'amadeis kosav she'ein dai b'mashachishev b'liboy. V'chein b'yeredeya simin reish ayin dalav kosav she'tzorach she'yoymer ha'sofer v'im lo yosokein posel. So you see that the Tur also makes this differentiation, and he says that by ksiva, machshava is not going to be enough, whereas by ibud, you see the Tur holds that Amira is only lechatchila, but b'dieved machshava is enough. Kain kasavti b'madura kama. All this, says the Kesas, I wrote in the first printing of the Sefer Kesas HaSefer. After the Sefer Kesas HaSefer came out, u'b'sefer melech shamayim klal tes, if katan aleph, hisigolai. The melech shamayim argued on what I wrote, b'zeh, v'kosav shezeh nidcha kvar midivrei habach simen reish ayin vav. The melech shamayim, he brought the Bach in Simen Reish Ayin Vav, that the Bach is in Divrei HaMaskel Tzarech Lachshav, that the Bach wrote that one can be Mekel b'machshava. U'be'emes Divrei HaBach T'mum l'fi anez da'iti. However, says the Keses, I think that the Bach is very shver. V'das HaTur nira b'bir, d'sfir le'de b'tchilas ha'ksiva Tzarech Loimar dafka b'fiv shehu koisiv lishma v'rak b'shas ksivas Hashem dekevan shekvar niskadesh kol haksiva lishma el de b'shem tzarech kedusha yisera lezeh sagi ma'ashava. He says, I think that the Torah makes a lot of sense, because over there the nidin is regarding being mekadesh the shame, and the Torah says that by the tchilas haksiva you need amira dafka, that hareini kaisel l'shem kedusha sefer Torah, and only when it comes up to the shem Hashem. So since he already said hareini kaisel l'shem kedusha sefer Torah, so the extra kedusha for the shame, that you can be saimach on machshava alone, but not for the actual ksiva itself. For the actual ksiva itself, you need amira. It's only for the tosefes kedusha, for the shemus, that you could be saimach on machshava. Mikol makom, ledina nira l'nefiyah, and he has da'iti ha'ker kamei kilim. But l'maisa, says the Lishka, I think that even the ksiva alein, you could be saimach on the mekilim. Me'atam she'echta v'mirtz Hashem b'chakira aleph, oischav aleph, oischav gimel. For the reason that I'll speak out in chakira aleph, Oischav Aleph and Oischav Gimel, that over there, the Kesis explains that the Ksiva is a Hemshich of the Ibud. So Kol Zman, the Ibud, was done Lishma, so you don't need Ksiva Lishma Me'ikir Hadin. That is why you would be able to be Mekel Valkalpanim Nira Dekeshechishev Lishma, if he was at least Mechavin B'machshava, that he's writing Lishma, Avshaloi Hoitzi Kein B'Svasav, Yesh L'Hakel B'Dievet, again, for that reason, because it's a Hemshich of the Ibud, the Ayin Le'el, Simen Beis, Sifkaten Ches, that over there he says that you could be Mekel B'machshava even by the Ibud. Says the Kesa Sefer, Sif Gimel. Kol Ois, V'Ois, Tzarech Li'ois, Kulei Nechtav L'Shma. Every Ois has to be written L'Shma, Shafilu Emrak Mi'utei Nechtav, Shaloi L'Shma, V'Rubai L'Shma, Posel. The entire Ois has to be written L'Shma, and you can't have that 80% of the Ois was written L'Shma, and 20% not. Me'er Radach, that comes from the Radach, Bayis Aleph, Cheder Aleph. And Mikol Shekein, in Mikzosei Nase, Shaloi Ali Dei Ksiva Klal, certainly, if part of the Ois was not done B'Ksiva at all, K'gon Shenafla Tipa Dioi, V'asam Yimena Eza Ois, Shehu Pasol. Avada, that's Pasol, if a Tipa Dioi fell, and then you just move it around to create an Ois, that is certainly puzzle. Ayin Chakira Beis, where over there he brings the machlokes between the Ralbach and Rabbi Avram Tzarfati, and what the parameters of a kosher ois are regarding how much ksiva you need. Knes Agdolo Pri Chodesh Beven Ezer Simen Kuf Chav Hei, that they say that if a tipa falls, you cannot create a ois from a fallen tipa. Afilu im acher kach yaver b'kulmus al kol ha'ois l'shma loy mahani, and even if you mavir kulmus on the entire ois that was created from this initial tipa that fell, it's not going to help. The ksav ha'elyon loy mahani, because the ksav elyon is not going to help to kasher what was there before al yedei nefila. Ayin ginas vrodim klal bleis simin yud aleph, that over there he speaks about this inyan as well, specifically as it regards to shemais and being mavri kulmus on shemais and dioy al gabay dioy, etc. Ayin sham. Lishkas HaSofer, Sif Kotten, Hey. The Ksav HaElyon Loi Mahani, the upper Ksav doesn't help. Ulehepech, and the contrary as well. Im Haya HaOis, Kosev Kehoigen, V'Nofel Olav Tipas, Dioish Loi Bekavana, V'Ois Nishab Tzurasi Kmoisha Haya. What if you have the opposite case? Not, in other words, that the Ois is written properly. The previous case we're talking about where the Ois was created improperly. So I want to be mavir kulmus on top of what was written improperly. What about the opposite case, where it was written properly? And then after it was written properly, v'nafalo of tipas d'yoy, shaloi b'kavona, a tipa of d'yoy fell on it accidentally. V'ha'ois nishar b'tzurasi k'moy shahaya. But the ice is still there. I have a beautifully written aleph with a tipas d'yoy that fell on top of it, and it still looks like a beautiful aleph. What's the din? The Mishpatei Zav, the Prima Gadim says that it's Tali in the Machlokes in Evan Ha'ezer. Over there, the Mechaber says, "Get shekosve shaloi l'shma, af al pi shehever olav kulmus l'shma, einoi get v'yesh aimrim shechoshin loy." So you see over there, the Mechaber brings the Machlokes if you can be maver kulmus to add in the l'shma. So the Prima Gadim wants to say that machlokes we could transplant to this shaila. Aval beis abesefer melech shamayim klal vav binas katan tezayin kosav de bezei yesh lemer de gam harambam moided apostle. Yeah, the Rambam holds that ksav al gabe ksav is not a ksav. In other words, the ksav elyon is not a ksav. So the melech shamayim says that over here, even the Rambam who holds that the ksav elyon is not a ksav, over here also he would hold the pasul, kevin the ksav atachtein mechusav, ein anir klal. So over here, the ksav hatachtein lemaisa disappeared. V'chein nir l'nfiyan zdaitim yitzad asvarot, the adkan loy nechliku ela em ksav ha'elyon havi ksav. Aval ksav hatachtein hamechusav l'kulei alma loy havi ksav. When the bottom ksav, which was done properly, is now gone, so avada, you're out of business. The whole shaila is only when the bottom, when the only shaila is going to be when the tap ksav is written lishma. But over here where the tap ksav is just a nafal tipa, so avada, it's not going to be good because the bottom ksav disappeared. V'chein muchach das halavush, lefim ashebir dvar of maram b'seder haget ois pezayin v'ze l'shoinai. Yeah, the Maram in Seder Haget says the following: Im nafla tipas dyoi, im nafla tipas dyoi al haksav shel ha'ois. Case we're discussing: a tipas dyoi fell on an ois which was written properly. V'leinis pashit chutz la'ois gam loy lechaloloi. Im nafal ba'oid hadyoi shel ois haksuva lacha. If it fell, in the mamish our case, a tipas dyoi fell on top of a properly written letter. So he says that if it fell while the bottom letter was still wet, ki'ilu nispashet chutz lo'ois oy lechaloloi, the pasul. Yeah, so then it's going to be pasul. Aval im nafal achar shekvar nisyavish karoi, v'hu b'mokim igon, afilu imhu b'toyrif, yochel legarer, hatipa v'yishor haksav harishon milamata kamoi shahoya. So if it was wet, it's pasul. But if it was dry, and it's a mokim igun, so you could just take off, you could peel off, you could cut off, you could slice off the tap dioi, and that would be kosher. V'hevi dvarav b'shmuel simen kufayin hesef kotin yud aleph, v'eni chaylik olav bazen, the b'shmuel doesn't argue. U'mashma, so what do you see from here? The moidele ledina, that he agrees, the calls man shalai hesir hatipa, that as long as you haven't cut off, as long as you haven't sliced off the upper ksav, shenafla pasul, mipnei shadiyoy shela ois niskasa b'psul, because the bottom layer is gone, and it's nifsal al yedei the upper layer, which was not written b'kashrus. V'hinei b'sefer melech ha'shamayim klal vav bina sifkotin tezayin kosav da'taz v'abach cholkim al alavush. They argue, b'mashe machshir la'achra shehesir esatipa shenafla. He says that the taz and the bach argue on the lavush regarding this point of whether it's going to be kosher after you take off the upper level. With all due respect to the Melech HaShemayim, Halesa, that's incorrect. Because the Taz and the Bach do not argue on this Yesod that we said that you could take off the upper layer. Only according to their understanding of the case that the entire Tzuras HaOis was gone because of the Tipa. But according to the way the Maram understood the case, there never was a Shinei Tzura. And therefore, and in such an instance, nobody is going to passel after the Dioi has been removed, the upper level of Dioi. The Kesa says, it seems to me that Mitzad Asfar we could be Mekel, the Dioi Melaf Rezov, because it should be no different then the case of the golden glitter that we discussed previously, k'mayshakasava beishmul sham, as the beishmul speaks out over there, k'mayshakasava oid sham b'sefer melech ha'shamayim de gam ba'afrei zov mesul b'kaget poshet ein mashakasavnu b'zeh b'simin ches if kotin yud gimel. Regarding what the melech ha'shamayim says, that even by afrei zov, he's mitzaded to be machmir. So look what we wrote in simin ches if kotin yud gimel, that the Lishka over there argues on the Melech HaShamayim. Ba'al kol panim gam b'masha alavush l'das maram paisal b'loy ha'isir asatipa shenafla. In regarding what we're saying, that according to Lavush, until you remove the upper layer, one cannot be meikel. Gam al zed l'inim tzuchaylik. There's nobody who argues on this. L'chein nir l'nifiyah anistayti l'achmer b'zeh. Therefore, it would seem to me that until you remove the upper layer, it's taka going to be possible. But once you remove the upper layer, we could be mekel. Ach, minat trumas hadeshen. But from the trumas hadeshen in Simen Memches, muchach l'chura l'hachshir gam bazeh. It would seem that even in that case, one could be mekel. V'hu midekosav de betfilin u'mezuzais im hucha k'tzas mara hadyoy muter l'havir olav dyoy mechadosh. He says over there that if the dyoy faded away a little bit, so it would be mutter to put new dyoy on top of it. There would not be a problem of shalika sidron in such a case. In such a case, avada, the original ksav is going to be covered. The name of the commander lesson, let's say that it's like it's not there anymore. What do you see from the Trumas Hadeshen? That even though there's an upper layer, the lower layer is still there. Not like we were saying before, that when there's an upper layer, it's like the lower layer disappeared. You see from the Trumas Hadeshen that the lower layer is still in existence. But it's not mamish the same case. Amnam yesh l'chalik, the hecha, the gam ksav ha'elyan hu l'shma, that over here, in the case of the Trumas Hadeshen, it's very different. Because over here, by the Trumas Hadeshen, the upper level and the lower level are both l'shma. So in such an instance, eina mevatel es ha'ksav ha'tachtein. V'ach tipa d'yoy shenavla me'atzma, as opposed to the case that we were discussing until now, where the upper level fell, and it was not written, or oy she'kazav shalei l'shma, or it was written, but not l'shma, so in such an instance, avada, it would be mevatel the ksav ha'tachtein, and according to the kesis, it would be posel kol zman that it was not removed. Seif dalid koydem sheyaschil lichtoiv, before a sefer begins writing, toiv sheyinase es hakulmus, it would be a good idea to test the kulmus first. Shaloi yiye olav dyoy yoser midai, because there may be too much dyoy on the kulmus via kalkel, and that could ruin the ksiva because it'll spill and ruin everything. So it's a good idea for the sefer to first test it out to make sure that everything will come out neatly.